achilles truma. You mean to be machmer of yoyse shita chumra the get tuchas achilles truma? When can the kohen start eating truma when it's sesek chovim? When is it called sesek chovim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, after 15 minutes, it's called sesek chovim. According to Rabbi Yosi, you have to wait 16 minutes. Because he has another second yid. After Rabbi Yehuda's suffix starts Rabbi Yosi's suffix. That's the chumra ready. El achilas truma. Tloyachli kanim truma adisholim ben ashmoshet Rabbi Yosi. That the kahanim are not allowed to eat truma even though they were table in the daytime the way they were supposed to. But they're not allowed to eat the truma until it comes vade laila, Rabbi Yosi's laila. Trashiel el achila. Vakula milsud Rabbi Yechon lechumra. Rabbi Yechon is saying a chumra is here. The late time, don't think kisholim ben ashmoshet Rabbi Yehuda lailu, that as soon as Rabbi Yehuda's ben ashmoshet ends, it's vare lailam v'neichel, and you're also allowed to eat truma or kayin that was tom in the daytime. Now you could eat u'memela nami linyu moitzoy Shabbos. The same thing for moitzoy Shabbos is the loch now. Lo yarminik Rabbi Yehuda. We don't say on moitzoy Shabbos 15 minutes after shkia you could do moloch already. The name of the Rabbi Yosi lailu v'shari. Then we go, no, we have to be machmas of Yosef Shita and say, no, it's still Ben Hashmoshes, and you can first do Moloch and Moitzoy Shabbos after Rabbi Yosef is a Sofik. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, famous Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. If you only see one star in the sky, that's still called Vada Yom. It's not even a Sofik yet. Shnayim Ben Hashmoshes. When you see two stars in the sky already, that's called Sofik Ben Hashmoshes. It's Friday, when you see two stars already, you can't do malacha. Shalosha, if you see three stars already in the sky, that's called Laila. Then it's mutter to do malacha already, Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Maratanya and Amiyachi are have Rai for this. Same Nacha Brice and the same malacha. Koicha Vechad Yom. You only see one star in the Shemayim, it's still Vada Yom. Shnayim, you see two stars in the Shemayim, that's already Sofik Ben Hashmoshes, you can't do malacha. Sofik, maybe it's Laila already. Shloisha, when you see three stars in the Shemayim, it's already Vadi Laila. Omer Reb Yosi, but you should know, Loi Kechovim Gedolim, Hanirim B'Yoyim, it doesn't mean very, very big stars. Because the very, very big stars, sometimes you can see them even throughout the daytime. Then you can't say when you see three stars is Laila. It's possible to see three big stars even when it's day yet. For Loi Kechovim Ketanim, it doesn't either mean three very, very small stars. Shenirim Ela B'Laila. Because such small stars, you can only even see one of them at nighttime. And we're saying when you see one, it's still daytime. So it means the very, very small stars that won't come out. Because you can't see a very, very small star until it's Ramesh very late. So you can't say it's Yom. Elo, what are we talking about? Beninim. We're talking about middle-sized stars. Middle-sized stars, one you can start seeing when it's still daytime. When you see two of them already, that's already Ben Hashmoshes. And when you see three stars, Beninim, then you know it's called Laila. That's Mikir Adin. So try no rush in this. This is Mikuradin, but Allah has brought down, since we're not Makir, we don't know claw, what's called the big star, what's called the small star, we're always Makhmet to wait till you see three small stars. There's three big stars treat like the Zagat and Soy Shabbos. Treat if you see three big stars you can't do Malocha, the more says that can still be the daytime. No, Mikuradin, if you see three medium stars, it should be enough. But Allah, we're machmir to see three small stars because we're not bucky to know exactly what's called a benini, what's called a small one, or a big one. Omer Reb Yosi, Bar Reb Zvida, Hoisem Malacha. Since this is another pshat also, Kash also Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan Shitur is 72 minutes. So Kash is 72 minutes. You see stars, Mamash, the Shemayim is full of stars before that. How can you see 72 minutes? So there's a few pshatim in it. One pshatim, Mishnah Berurah says, even according to Rabbi Natan, he only means if you don't see stars. Havadi is also machmir this Gemara. If you do see stars, even according to Rabbi Natan, it's called Vadi Laila. Rabbi Natan is just saying, in a case where it's cloudy, or a place where you don't see stars, then after 72 minutes, that's Vadi Laila. There's not even a Suffolk Laila anymore. Before that, it's a Suffolk, but that's only providing you don't see the stars. When you do see the stars, it could be land according to Rabbi Natan. That's one shot. But by the way, saying there's all Menhogim, there are other pshatim who say, no, the according to Rabbi Natan, he means Bedafkam, you have to wait 72 minutes. We see stars, so according to that, you have to say, we're not Nikir, what's called Benim, what's called Gedolim. Maybe all the stars we see according to Rabbi Natan are called Gedolim. We're only seeing big stars. But the small stars, or the medium-sized stars, first came out 72 minutes later. So this is Machlokes, what's from Rabbi Natan. Omer Reb Yosi, Reb Zvida, Hoisem Malacha b'shnei ben Hashmoshes chayiv chatas. Azay the locker is Friday night. Ben Hashemosh is doing malocha. He's not chayiv chatas. Because he did it Ben Hashemosh, maybe it's still Friday, maybe it's still yayin. Locker is you have to bring an Oshim toli. You have a suffix, if you did it, it's called a suffix aveira. You bring a korban Oshim. But now, let's say the person did a malacha Friday night, Ben Hashemoshes, and he also did a malacha Shabbos night, Ben Hashemoshes. What's the malacha now? He's two Ben Hashemoshes, the Friday night, he's 6 o'clock Friday, did a malacha, and 6 o'clock Shabbos did a malacha. And both 6 o'clock is Ben Hashemoshes. Zotman now, he's chai v'chatis. He bada yasir in korban. There's no suffix. Why? Well, manushach. Manushach is called, he did a malacha Shabbos. If you want to say 6 o'clock is called daytime, so it was 6 o'clock of Shabbos. It's Shabbos, did a malacha. If you want to say 6 o'clock is called nighttime, so on Shabbos, it's Mitzvah Shabbos, but it did the malacha Friday at 6 o'clock. So the Manashech, did a malacha. So here, Avadi, that's a being a chattis. So, Drashi, Bishnei ben Hashemoshes, Erev Shabbos, did a malacha on Erev Shabbos, or Mitzvah Shabbos. The Elam Echot was one Helam. He didn't know in between that he was doing an Avera. As he saw it, it's mutter to write on Shabbos. So he was writing Friday, and he was writing Shabbos. Einkan oid oshrim, he doesn't have to bring an oshrim anymore, tolui, elachatis. It's not called the Sofik Aveira, now it's called Vadi Diravadi Aveira. Vama Manushuk. E Lailo, if it's called a Lailo, is Chayav Alera Shabbos. If the Ben Hashemoshes is nighttime, so Friday did a Malach on Shabbos. Vishom Mitzoy Shabbos and a Klum, or Mazoy Mitzoy Shabbos is not Shabbos anymore, it's Mutter. Viyamam, who Elamai Ben Hashemosh is called Yoim, Chayav Mitzoy Shabbos. He's Chayav Mitzoy Shabbos, Viyain, Shal Erev Shabbos Klum. Now Rashi Lek C, Ukagoin the Ovid Lay Kol Ben Hashemoshes. We're talking about now we did the Malacha Kol Ben Hashemoshes. The whole time throughout the Ben Hashemoshes, he was doing Malacha. The Lekal is Svuke Lahai Betchilos Lahai Betsoife. Now Zoy Rashi Yerakasha. We have now the Gemara, Ben Hashemoshes takes time. There's at least 15 minutes for Ben Hashemoshes Malacha. We all look at Yuda. There's 15 minutes. And the Gemara before said there are three Sveikas of Ben Hashemoshes. And it's possible to say the first 5 minutes of Ben Hashemoshes is daytime. The last 5 minutes is nighttime. It's a suffix to say maybe there are two dinim to Ben Hashemoshes, right? Or three sveikis. Maybe the whole 15 minutes is daytime. Maybe the whole 15 minutes is nighttime. There's also something, maybe it's both. Like the first 7 minutes is daytime and the last 7 minutes is nighttime. So you have that suffix for Rashi here then, maybe the Friday the Ben Hashemoshes did the Malacha, the first 7 minutes of Ben Hashemoshes. Maybe that's called Yoim. And on Shabbos, he did the Malacha the last 7 minutes of Ben Hashemoshes, which is called nighttime. So when I saw that, he didn't do a Malacha. He should write only be a Korban Oshim, he shouldn't be a Chattis. Why do we say it's what they call the Chet? About Ben Hashemoshes, maybe it's Yoim, maybe it's Lailu, we don't know if he did a Chet. Therefore, Rashi Shittur is, you have to say, he did the Malacha throughout the whole Ben Hashemoshes, the whole 15 minutes he was writing. He was doing a Malacha of Ksiva writing, and the whole 15 minutes he wrote. So then it's good, the Monashach. Whatever it is, he did it both days. So Zicha, one of them was day or one of them was nighttime. It's called he did a Malacha on Shabbos. The other way to learn is, Tosfos before learns, you have to say like Rashi did the Malacha both times, but he did the Malacha the exact same second both times. The Moshe, 6 o'clock. It's true. Ben Hashemoshes is from 5 to 6 till 10 after 6. That's the 15 minutes of Ben Hashemoshes. But he did it, he was writing 6 o'clock Bediak on Friday night, and 6 o'clock Bediak on Shabbos night, he was writing. So now you have the same Vadai, he did a Chet. Because whatever din it is today, it's the same din tomorrow. So the Monashach, either it's day or it's night. It can't be like nothing. It has to be either one of the two. So he Vadai did a Malach on Shabbos, that's enough to be Mechayim. So the Sant, I'm not sure why Rashi has to say he's a Kimtum. Zayin Rashi means like he actually thumps him then. Like it's not Charity Mavari said the exact second he did it today, he did it tomorrow night also. Therefore Rashi gets out of it easily, say that he did the Malacha the whole Ben Hashemoshes.
Rashi says before it could be one day Kulam and Ayom, the next day Kulam and Alay, the Rashi said before Ben Hashemoshes. So it's possible one day at night, one day
at night. Yeah, that's the phase discussion, Rashi, right. Faisiyat discussion. No, that's the discussion, Rashi. Fish Makunsi writes, here Rashi said a Chiddush, that Shaiat to say one day's Ben Hashemoshes is daytime, and the next day's Ben Hashemoshes is nighttime. That's the discussion. Lo Niro, the Rishi Kulam Yemiyam, they said, Vesu, the Yom Lekama, Mishmaid, Noisim Loch, Mishnei Ben Hashemoshes, Chayab Chattis, Monoshoch. Yeah. Alright. Right. Amalei Rava Lishmaya, Rava told the Shamish, Osun, you people, like Kim Lechubish Yurei, the Rabbanan, you don't know exactly when Ben Hashmoshes is, like you don't know when it starts the Sotik of Shabbos, so you have to light the candles of Lokas Nes before Shabbos. So when she light the candles, the Shimush Sharesh Dikla, when you still see the sun on the top of the column of the palm trees, Aslu Shargo, that's the time to light the nerves. Then like it's a Vadai Yoim, there's no Sotik. If you can still see the sun, even on top of the palm trees, you know, Vadi Tzoyim, that's a good time. Trashi, Bishru the Rabbon and Ben Hashmoshes. There's people that like the Kiyim exactly when Ben Hashmoshes is, you should light candles before him. Afli at Likwas and Ambavoy Joim. For the Gemara, the Yoim Ham Unein Mai, what do you do on a cloudy day when there's no sun altogether? See, even on top of the Deku tree there's no sun. When can I light then? Or else the Mosser in the city. If I say, kid, there's no column, there's no palm trees there. So when do I know when to light? Chazi Tarnagoto. You look at the Tarnagirlis, at the chickens. Trashi, Hayoshvim Alakiris, the boy joined. They sit on sticks on daytime. The Chain Ha'orvim beside the same thing, the Orvim, Mar Badavra, people in the city. Urvi, look at the Orvim, the ravens. If I say, what you do, well, they used to sit on sticks in the daytime. As soon as it comes daytime past, they will go off the sticks. So, calls the man, you see the chickens sitting on the sticks. You can then on its Vada Yoin. Inami Adani. Look at this type of restaurant. There's an Asa type of a grass. Ostrashi Adani Asa. Hakruya Maloyan. For all in Shaloi, for Santa leaves it has. Noitin Letzada Chama. It always turns towards the Chama. Shachar is Kufuf from the Mizrach. In the morning, the leaves faced east. Ovechatze Yoim's Kufin. In the middle of the daytime, they're standing straight up. Oliyar of Kufufim. At nighttime, they start down already. Moy. Lulamar, they start burning down tomorrow, say. So what? Some may know that nighttime is all the way down. If you see it coming down, you have to know how far down it's coming. So you get a certain point down. In other words, as 1 o'clock in the afternoon starts turning down, you don't have to light 1 o'clock. Starting means before it reaches all the way down, you should light. Tana Rabbonin. Sheish Tkiyois Toikin Ereshabbos. Used to be a Takanim of the Rabbonin to have six blowings Ereshabbos. They used to warn the people to know it's going to be Shabbos, stop doing the Melocha. Trashi Sheish Tkiyois Afa Truest the Minyan. Even the Truah is also the Minyan. The Seidish Lehem Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah. They used to blow first a Tkiyah, then a Truah, then Nochamot Tkiyah. What were the six Tkiyahs for? Rishayna, the first blowing was Lahat Libotel Esam Mimlocha. Shevasodis. The people working outside, the farmers working outside in the city and in the fields, they should stop doing the melacha. Because they have the longest trip to get home. They're all the way out in the fields. So you have to blow for them like 40 minutes before the shkiyah. They should know to stop doing the melacha in the sadis. Shania, the second kir is libatel ir, to stop the people working inside the city. The chanuyas, people have the stores, to close the stores. That's easier to get home. So they need less time. Shash libatel melacha shebesadis, v'yehelehen shoyis tekonis lir. Hey, they're the first ones because they have a journey to get into the city. They bought Lir Mimlocha. Vachanuyas and Mekka Memcha. People should stop selling in the stores. Shlishis, the third key was Lahadlik is an air. People should know it's time to light the air ready. Light the air Shabbos. Divi Reb Nosin, Zelt Reb Nosin. Reb Yehuda Nosin Yayimenein. Shlishis Lachalis Tfilm. People used to wear Tfilm the whole day in the Gemara's times. So they'll tell you, start taking off your Tfilm. That was the third key. Vishoya, then they waited between the third and fourth kiyah, could they tzliyas da cotton? How long will it take you to roast the small fish? Or could they lahadik pas patanam? Or else to put your bread inside the tanner? And Avadi, you have to say there was enough time that the bread should be fully baked before Shabbos. In other words, inshallah, you can't do it. The exam, you come to take it off on Shabbos. So you have to say there was a good, at least about 18 minutes at least yet, that you'll have enough time to take the bread out of the oven. But they used to blow, they used to wait this amount of time in between the third and fourth kiyah. Then with the kiyah, they would make a kiyah again, that was the fourth one. Or Maria, they make the truest, that's the fifth one. With the kiyah, they'll make another kiyah, that's the sixth one. For Shavis, then everybody will be Mekabel Shabbos. After the sixth kiyah, then you'll be Mekabel Shabbos. Shrashi, Lachalitz Tfilin, Yivahat Lokas Ner Brevius. According to Yehuda Nossi, the fourth kiyah was for Hadlokas Nerus. Lada pas patana vadayin yeshoyis. There'll still be enough time yet. Kadesh yekarmu paner, that the face of the bread will become baked well. Shaynomari matkiyas elohisif mechila lakodesh. They blew much earlier, way before shkia, in order to also have a sofa to be meisif mechila lakodesh. That's a mitzvah diraisim to make taste for Shabbos. V'tokeya mriya v'tokeya krashya reshayis. That's what you have to raise. It's the sixth key. V'shoyvis means chal Shabbos lova. After the sixth key, they're makabel Shabbos ready. Omer v'shem gamliel. Manas tenu v'avloyim. What you do to the people in Bovil, she'etokeya mriyim. At the end, they just make it kiyam and a mriya and a trua. V'shoyis and the makabel Shabbos right away. So chura kashya, they only have five. As mitoich mriyim. Taken a Marian is Chur Hevelei Chamisha. They only have five tekiyas then. They're missing the sixth one. The Teretz says, El Lashet Taken, first to make the end. The fourth one is a tekiyah. V'chozen v'taken, and they make another tekiyah again, a fifth one. U'Marian, then they make a trua. V'shevsin, mitoich Marian. And then there's Shavas, the Mekabah Shavas, the Teretz, the last tekiyah, the sixth one, which by them is called a trua. Meaning of the same Yudayim. That's the meaning of that I was saying. It's not so good fellow. The Yosu has six tekiyas. Just last say there's not a tekiyah, true a tekiyah. It's a tekiyah, then a true. The more masculine lay Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ray. Rabbi Yehuda turned his learned to treat toward his son, Rabbi Yitzchak. Shniyah, Lahadlik, gets a nair. The second tekiyah was to tell people to light the neighbors already. Not the Mekabel Shabbos, but to light neighbors. Commands that tomorrow like Reb Nosi, like Reb Yudah Nosi. It's not like either of them. They had before the question whether it was the third one or the fourth one, but nobody said the second kia. So the Gemara Ella Yatzi Mekoyin Tim was Ella Shlishi is not look at the Saner. Command Reb Nosi. The Yosos like Reb Nosi. The third kia was in order to light the nerves. Torah the Rabbi Shmuel Sheish Tekiyah is taken there as Shabbos. They used to blow six tekiyas of corn in the city. They have six tekiyas before by Erev Shabbos. His chulitkaya, they made the first kia, kia rishayna. What was the first kia for him? Nimnu oimdim basodim maladim. As the farmers worked in the field, would stop plowing, maladim, pulling out the seed, the weeds, or malachra, to make the plowing, or malasas ko malacha shebasodis. They would stop doing all the malachas in the sodom. Aber v'yeyna kroivim rishayna lekonis. But it wasn't time yet that the people living near the city should stop working. But if they had a right, or if you're a poil, a workman, your machoy is still to work. Don't think the first blowing spotted you from working. No, since you're near the city, you have to still work here. Only the workers in the fields, they have a right to stop by the first kia. And she avoid your machoykim v'yikonis kulam. And so the far ones come in, and they come in together. V'yikonis kulam techem. And the people that work near the city, they have to wait till the farmers come in from the faraway fields, and they're both coming together. The Yadayin Lo Chanuyas Tzuchas, but the people mamish, the storekeepers inside the city, were still open. Utrisim Monochin, and they had their like shades open. Utrisim is like their front. We put the produce outside on the front. This is Monochin. Hiskel Tkaya Tkiya Shnei. Then they brew a second Tkiya. Nistalko Utrisim. It took away the trays outside the stores. Venim Lo Chanuyas, and they closed up the shop altogether. Vadayin chamin munochan agabe kira. You're still allowed to cook things on the pot, on the oven, on the kira. Or the kederos munochas agabe kira. You had pots there and you had hot water there. Hetchil utchet kia shishes. They blew the third kia, silakamasalak. They took off everything off the oven already. Vehitmin matmin. And whatever hot tomorrow they want to do, they didn't buy join. Hazat tomorrow that's not moist vevels mutter. Vehidla kamadlik. They lit in their Shabbos already. We show you, then they waited, because they cleared that cotton, not a long time, that you can still roast a fish. Oy, could they have big pasta tanner, so you can put bread in the tavrish, and then let it boil, and let it bake. But tekeya, then they made another tekeya, Maria, but tekeya. Vishavis. Then they're Mekabel Shabbos. Oh, it's a little different seder, but it's all the pshat of the corner to have six tekeyas. Om Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina. Shemati, Shembor Lahadlik. Acha sheish tekiyas madlik. As he was madlik, even after the sixth tekiyah, it's not Shabbos yet. You're still allowed to light in there. Avadim Metchili should do it after the third tekiyah. But if somebody forgot, you still could light after the sixth tekiyah. What's the raya? Sherei nitnu chachom mishir lechazna knesses loelich shofar lebeisai. Like a monashach. You can't say the chazim when he blows the shofar the last tekiyah, that's it, that's Shabbos. Because you have a kasha, he himself is still holding the shofar. And the shofar is muksa on Shabbos. What can he do with the shofar? Elamai pshita, there's still some time left, even after he gets finished blowing, that he can take his shofar back home. So, Mel, if you heard the last key and you didn't light nervous yet, you should know it's not Shabbos, and he can still light. It can't be like that. Because there'll be shurim that people always say, the keys are not emes, there's still more time to go. Ella, you have to say it was bediyik. The last chiyah was mamish chiyah, was mamish chiyah. Elo mokam snua yeshtem leish loy lechazna knesses b'roish gagoy sheshom moniach shofroin. Avada, the second after he blew the shofar, he put the shofar down where he was. Like lenit l'shurim, the last chiyah was mamish right before shkiyah. Or else right before you have to say teisu shabbos. He wants the mekabel teisu shabbos right before teisu shabbos. Lefi shei metalt l'yash the shofar, l'yash lechat teisus. She'd not let it be metalt l'asmuch the shofar son shabbos. So that was a takonam that he put down the shofar that second when he finished blowing, and right then was Shabbos. So loch enechlam, if you forgot to light in there Shabbos, you're not allowed to light in there after the sixth kiyah. Takonam was to have sixth kiyahs before on Erev Shabbos to tell the people to get ready for Shabbos. So loch enechlam. Turn on the Rebbe Shmuel. Sheish kiyahs taken Erev Shabbos. Used to blow sixth kiyahs. His chalut kayat ki rishayna. I really saw this. His chalut kayat ki rishayna. Nimnu wa emdim basadim maladir. The people in the fields stop pulling out the bed roots. Or malachros to make charisham. Or malachros kol malachos she basadis. They not crave mishon likonis. But the people working closer to the city couldn't come in. Achivor rechokim tul. First, the faraway people came in. The yukonsu kulam kiachdo came in together. Vadayin chenuyas tzuchas. The stores were open. The trees and manachas and the trays in front of the stores were open. The merchandise was on it. Hiskulat kiyat kiyashniya. Nistakwa trees. They took in the trees and the platforms for outside. Uvanilu achenuyas. They closed the stores. Vadayin cham manachas agabi kiro. Kaderos manachas agabi kiro. Hiskel, the Tkayat Kiyah Shlishis, they made the third Kiyah, Silicon Masalag, they took off the food. The Hitman, Hamatman, everyone wanted to make Hatzmona, makes it before Shabbos. You know, it's a little bit of a kasha, because the Mishnah says you're allowed to make Hatzmona, Hafilu Ben Hashemoshis also. Right? But I says, Matkilu, though, you should make Hatzmona beforehand. The Hitler, Kamadlik, then they make Hatzmona's Meris. The Shoyka, they tzli as dark cotton, they wait till how long it takes to cook, roast a small fish. Or you could, they'll have big pas betaner. They waited this amount of time that you put the pot in the tanner and it'll get a little bit burnt, a little bit baked. With the keya, then they'll make a tkiyom riyah with keya. With the shavis, then they'll make a mikabah shabbos. Om Rav Yaisi Rav Chanina. Shemati shimbo lahadlik achar sheish tkiyas madlik. If you want a light till hadlokas neres after the sixth kiya, you're allowed to. Why? Shemai nitnu chachom mishir lechaz makneses lahindlich shayfu lebeisle. His avamina is that the shayfu is muksam. So if when he blows the last kiyah, it's already Shabbos, how does he carry the shofar? Elamai, they blow the last kiyah and it's not Shabbos yet. Therefore, if you didn't light near Shabbos, you should know it's not Shabbos yet. You're allowed to light in near Shabbos. Or Maloy, the yes back, no. Imkein, the satel of rechlish yurim. It depends on how long the chazan has to go home. If he lives closer, so they'll only make it like 2 minutes before shkiyah. If he lives far away, 5 minutes. Is that mistarva they gave the shurim to last the sixth kiyah? Elo Avada, by the last kiyah was mamish right before Adlokas Neris. That was right before the last one. That was right before Shabbos they blew the last kiyah. No, the person that blew the shofar for the chazni is holding muksa. Elo mokum snua yeshto lechazna knesses brosh gagoy. He had a hidden place there where he hides his shofar. Shoshom maniach shofarim. Why the fishay metaltlim? Because you're not allowed to be metal to shofar, lo yes a shofar, lo yes a chatzoitzois. Hey, it's muksa, on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry a shofar or a chatzoitzois. So therefore, the chazma connected when he blew the last kiyam to tell everybody it's Mama Shabbos right now, the second afterwards he put it down and he hid it in a mokum, he didn't go home. So nafkamina is you can't light at lukas near Shabbos. If you got to light before, after the sixth kiyam, you can't light anymore. Fred Gemara, this is true. V'atanya, shofar metaltel. We learned another brisa, shofar, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. A shofar is not called muksum. But v'chatoitzras ain't metaltelim. A chatoitz is like a big trumpet. That's your muksa. That's not allowed to touch on Shabbos. So chutz estira, are you allowed to touch the shofar on Shabbos or not? Shirashi learns, shein metaltelim afilu b'shus ha-yochid. Hey, it's muksa, you can't carry your shofar even in your own house. Why is it? It's bent over their head like our shofars. For royal lisha by mayim, you could put water inside it. For lisha is a tinnik and let the tinnik drink. Hey, it's the small part of the shofar you put inside the tinnik's mouth, and on the big side you pour water in and make a bottle out of it. So since it's royal to use a shofar on Shabbos, it's not called muksa. So it's a stira. And tomorrow, oma zrashi chatzaytzroi, that's zicha muksa though. White shooter. A chatzoitz's trumpet was a straight shofar, like straight out. It's only used to blow it. You can't store any water inside it. That's a real muksah. It's only used to blow, to make noise, and that's also to do on Shabbos. So that's all called the kli shel maftel yisur, which is muksah. And the Gemara Omar Rav Lekashim Kan biyochid kan betziva. Is that that we say a shayfa you're allowed to touch? That's a shayfa shel yochid, a private person. Like Rashi said, a private person could use it to feed a tinnik. He doesn't have a batum, so he'll put the small part of the shayfa in the tinnik's mouth, and the big side will put the water in, he'll use it. And kan betziva. As in betziva, poshna means in shul, there nobody uses it to drink with. It's only meant to blow with. So you're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. Therefore, it's called a kli shom laftel yisur. Omalei abaya uvi yomonashoch uvi yochid l'may chazi. Why are you saying a private shofar is not muks? It's called a kli. Hoyel v'roy l'gameya boimayim l'tinik, because you could drink. You could give a tinik to drink.